big one, the big tour, and then we did a couple of dates in, like, North Jersey. We did Atlantic City a couple of times, so in and around that area. New Haven, we did Connecticut. It's always fun. We like playing up there a lot. So,
what do you guys got planned now?
Right now, we're just working on finishing the album. I just finished recording drums off of for our full-length Black Feathers coming out in the spring. And we got that recorded down in Maryland with our friends Sean and Liana of the 1-2s. Really sweet people and, you know, really smart, you know, amazing musicians for sure. So I just got finished recording drums. We have to put some, like, mixing, finishing touches on it and whatnot. And then we're going to launch our Indiegogo campaign to start, you know, trying to raise awareness and get people excited about it. So.
Awesome. That's totally cool, man. What's your favorite part about being in the band right now?
Man. My favorite part of being in the band, these guys, we definitely gel very well together, I would say, musically, as far as what we're into. We have, there aren't too many people that, you know, the three of us can, like, really, like, talk to music with. We definitely connect on just, like, a lot of levels. And, like, you know, the better you... It's just like being in a relationship. You know, like, the better you connect with somebody, you know, obviously the smoother the relationship goes. And,
yeah.
You know, the more creativity you can kind of get out of it. So, yeah, we see eye to eye on a lot of things, and that works out, you know, really nicely for us, for sure.
That's awesome. So, what's the website again?
oh, man. Put me on the spot.
I think it's revolutionilove.com, I think.
I think that's what it is, too. Yeah, or, you know, a safe bet, I would say, is just www.google.com and Revolution, I Love You in the search bar. But, yeah, now, if anybody were to put in our band name right there in Google, everything will come up. We have a band camp with all the music on it. You can get, like, some free downloads and stuff. So it's all on
cool.
The internet.
You guys, do you know where the name came from?
Yes, loosely. I do know that, you know, Rob and Jay came up with the name for the band years ago. It has to do with I want to say in the 60s or 70s, in the Paris Uprising, was a wall somewhere or something was vandalized with the tag Revolution, I Love You written on it. So it has to do with, you know, we have a lot of kind of like angsty political undertones in our
music.
And so, you know, it's only fitting that we kind of have some sort of, you know, like oppressive, you know, aspect to it. So that's where that comes from. It came from the Paris Uprising in the 60s or 70s. And it had something to do with the term Revolution, I Love You was spray painted in graffiti on something.
Cool.
It sounds very vague, but yeah.
Oh, it's cool. It's pretty descriptive, actually. More than you think. Do you have your favorite song of your own that of the band?
From us, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the songs on Black Feathers on the upcoming album are definitely becoming some of my favorites, but one that I really like to play is called A Sound That Rattles All of Our Hearts at Once, which is on our Bandcamp. You can download that for free. That's a really fun one. I think that has a lot of elements that really represent our sound pretty nicely, so that's a good one for sure.
Cool. And what's been the hardest thing that you had to overcome? Because I know you're a solo artist as well. I heard you were doing some side projects along with the band. But in the ultimate, overall in your career, what's been the hardest thing you've had to overcome to continue to do what you're doing?
As far as the band goes, you know, I've been playing music, you know, forever. And I've been kind of experimenting with electronic stuff. I've played a lot in a lot of punk bands and that sort of thing. I think the hardest thing for us as a band is really just trying to pull off everything that we want to have. I mean, you see all of these, like young indie bands with, you know, just loads of electric stuff happening, which is, you know, very cool and very creative, but, you know, it's very hard to, you know, really execute it the right way. you know, and if you have any sort of like electronic malfunction, you know, that's really it. The you know, the whole package doesn't really come across. So I guess really the hardest thing is just making sure that, you know, everything that we're trying to pull off electronically is coming across to the audience. Because it's not like, you know, it's not like a rock band where, you know, if for some reason there's no electricity, you're like, okay, well, we'll just play an acoustic set. You know, it doesn't work that way because you're not getting, you know, it just won't translate that way.
Right.
So it really has to be, we have to be like on all the time. And that's like with our sounds, you know, with all the electronics, with, you know, my parts, of course, matching what is happening in the breakbeat sections. And, you know, it, unfortunately, it is not super common that everything lines up and clicks on stage. But when it does, you know, we're in a really good spot. So that's definitely been the hardest part, is trying to get our live show together to match what's on the album.
That's pretty deep. Now, you know, I'm a hip-hop artist for R&B a little bit, so, you know, it's a totally different world, and it's elements that I've never heard of before, you know, but it's awesome. Let's see, you want to briefly talk about your solo projects?
Sure. Yeah, about you. Wow, no one's ever asked me about my solo project.
Rob told me about them.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, I recorded an electronic music project called Duncan. And that is essentially, that's just an outlet for me. It's mostly like ambient, you know, sample-based electronic stuff, kind of in the vein of Brian Eno and Steve Wright composition. It's just something I kind of toyed around with when I was in college, but I only recently started, you know, really putting some time and effort into it. I have some stuff available online as well, and I'm working on a new release by the end of the year. I'm hoping should be out, so that'll come out before the Love You Record.
Okay, cool. Well, make sure you let us know when it comes out so we can help promote the interviews that we've done, as well as anything in the future that comes out. Would you like to thank anybody or send any shout-outs to any of your fans or anything like that? Like, usually we have you say a statement to the fans and thank you also to anybody individually that you want to.
Sure, yeah. I mean, well, I would just like to thank anybody who's listening and anybody who has, you know, come out and seen us and really checked out the music. You know, we know who all of you are, for sure. And, you know, it has meant a ton. You know, Rob and Jay, those guys have really been, like, working their asses off on this project for, you know, the past several years. And, you know, anytime anybody goes out of their way to give it a listen, we, you know, really, really appreciate it, for sure. So, you know, just anybody who's listening, anybody who's been keeping up with us, thanks so much. We have a pretty awesome album coming out pretty soon, so we're excited for you guys to hear it.
Cool. Now, do you have your own particular presentation online to where they can find you, at aside from Revolution I Love You?
Yeah, if you just search for Jeff Ormsby Duncan Band, that is the side project for my stuff. Also, you can see more about what I do, if anybody cares about that, at www.jefformsby.com.
You spell that last name?
Yep, it's O-R-M-S-B-Y. Kind of a mouthful.
All right.
But cool. JeffWormsby.com takes you to my site with all of my my freelance percussion and composition stuff, for sure. So.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, check us out, www.maxseat.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Just like autumn leaves, we're precious as gold, as quick. On your soul, pulling earthward, to dirt that's always calling, like a
shockwaveradio.com.
Go!
shockwavesoundscore.com. In the inferno? On demand and live pro in your
you know?
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, got Rob from Revolution, I Love You, on the phone right now. We appreciate you having some time to spend with us again. Mr. Rob, can you tell me where people can find you online? It's pretty easy, Revolution, I Love You, but can you just go ahead and say it for yourself?
Oh, yeah, you can just look us up at revolutioniloveyou.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. Just plug the name into Google, everything will come right up.
Great. Now, Revolution I Love You was a band that you guys started a while ago. It was two members at first, and you guys added a third member eventually, correct?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Do you mind mentioning the names of the group?
Yeah. Jay and I started the band back in 2008. And a few years ago, Jeff joined us on drums.
Great. Now, how long were you and Jason working together before you got with the new drummer?
Oh, it was just about 6 years, I think. It was just the two of us. The way we worked, it was just programming beats and then guitars and vocals and keyboards over top of that. So it was just the two of us on stage.
And you're the vocalist as well as the guitar, you said, and you work on a keyboard synthesizer, correct?
Yeah.
Can you explain to the audience what the sound is that you guys have? Because it's got this it's a eclectic sound, very unique, but it meshes a lot of different styles. Can you kind of describe it to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's an electronic rock thing that draws on, you know, some hip hop rhythms and some of the gnarlier guitar sounds, you know, you get a grunge and stuff, and some of the songwriting from, you know, indie rock bands we really loved from the 2000s, like Arcade Fire and stuff. The big dramatic songwriting.
Now, you said you were also on tour currently, right?
Yeah, we actually just wrapped the tour up on Friday,
last
show in Atlantic City.
So how many shows did you guys end up doing for the whole tour?
It was eight shows. We were going on the road with the new material that we wrote for our new record, Black Feathers, to kind of road test it before we go into the studio this summer.
Okay, so, wow, that's pretty interesting. I haven't heard it done like that before, but I'm not a rock band either, so it's something different for me.
We've never done it like that before.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've always heard of bigger bands trying songs out on tour before they go back into the studio to record, and we just happened to have all the writing done this spring for the record. We're like, well, if we do a tour in June, then we can actually take everything on the road and get all that feedback you get when you actually play it for a crowd. And not only that, but like, you get a lot of insight into the songs when you play them live. You know, when you play them a whole bunch of times over and over again, when you play them, you know, three nights in a row, four nights in a row,
Yeah. You
realize things you could change to make it better, to make it work better. And usually we have that experience after recording the album. So if we could do it before recording the album, we could actually include all those ideas on the record to make the best.
Yeah, I think that would be great. That's a really good marketing idea to be able to eliminate the potential of failing in a way on songs. That'd be great.
And just rewrite small things to make them a little more effective, make better songs.
With the addition of the third member, I know he's enhanced the ability to be on stage to where you guys can not be so burdened with different, particular parts of your performance.
You're not all doing three things at a time.
Did it also create any kind of hardship with just working with a third member? Because, you know, sometimes working with teen groups is a little difficult, but how did you guys handle it?
Well, it was really cool because Jeff joined the band very much, it seemed like his idea, what he was going to do when he came to the band, was he was just going to play the songs, contribute little drum ideas here and there, and other than that, just be a performer. And really quickly, we all realized that we were very much on the same page musically, yeah. And that Jeff had a lot to contribute from a writing perspective. He does, you know, he has his own solo project that's really amazing, okay. Called Duncan. He does programming, electronic stuff along with live acoustic drums and some ambient electronics in there. And so he has a lot of his own insight and his own ideas and maybe some of his own programming, that he uses to contribute to the songs, and it just like reshaped what we do a lot more than we thought it was going to, and it's been a really kind of like more of an inspiring thing than a challenging thing.
So the new album Black Feathers is what you called it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Black Feathers.
What album did you guys have out before that?
Our last full-length record was called We Choose to Go to the Moon. And we have a couple other EPs out, the most recent one, The Atlantic Ocean. And then we have a couple singles, Autumn Leaves, A Sound That Rattles All Our Hearts at Once, Cotton Shirts. And then we have our first release, Noise Pop Death Ray, from back 2008. That was a EP too, just six songs. But it's all up on our Bandcamp. There's even a cover of a Gorillaz track up there. A really kind of aggressive version of Dare.
What I know that I was introduced to you by Isaac from the Beam of Global Network.
Yep.
But are you guys signed?
Yeah, well, we work with him in Monster Entertainment, which is it's kind of a label, but very much a label for the new music industry.
Yeah.
You know, like he gets our music distributed everywhere and works with us on publicity and general, you know, managerial advice, career advice kind of stuff. Hooks us up with people like you. Yeah. So, I mean, it's Monster Entertainment's been really, really good for us.
Awesome.
We've been with him since, like, before we even moved to Philadelphia. Me and Jay are from a middle of nowhere town in Delaware called Middletown.
Okay.
Unsurprisingly. Yeah, we met him way back then.
So what's the best part about performing for you? Because with being a band that does, you know, the live instruments, the guitars, the keyboards, and everything, what's the best part when you're on stage and you're thing? Because, you know, being a vocalist, I know it's a real experience for you, you know, to really, like, get into it and things of that nature. What's the best part about your performances, in your opinion, just for you?
My favorite thing is, since we've added Jeff to the band, I feel less obligated to always be playing guitar. And so we rearranged some of the songs, so Jay's just playing guitar, and I just have the microphone, and I can just play rock and roll frontman. You know what I mean? And that's something that I was never able to do with Revolution, I Love You before, and it's really freeing. It's very liberating. It's really, I don't know, it's a hell of an experience to be able to be that loose and that strange in front of a crowd of people watching you play. You know what I mean? To just let yourself just kind of stumble around the stage erratically and freak out a little bit. It's awesome.
Well, considering Black Feathers is coming out soon, after the summertime is over with, you guys get it all recorded and tightened up. What do you want to see with the band coming over the next few years?
I mean, what we really want to do, what we're working on, is we're going to get the record recorded this summer, get it out early next year, and we'd like to tour a little further from home next summer. We're going to try and put something together, you know, either further out west, high hopes being, you know, try for maybe something in Europe. But if not that, then just like a lot more touring next summer, a lot more shows, getting further away from Philadelphia. And I mean that and just getting on bigger shows and bigger stages in front of bigger crowds. Because it took us a while to get to the first record with Jeff, because we decided a while ago that we needed to put the live show first. and we put a lot of time and a lot of effort into the live show, and it's starting to really show, and we're starting to really feel the response.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that too. Yeah, I wanted to ask about the fans. How do the fans treat you?
It's been amazing. I mean, we just did the tour, and I mean, for a rock band on tour in the United States, it's not really easy to get guaranteed money, you know, from a club. And we still made money on the tour just from people coming out to shows and buying shirts and buying CDs and just helping us out and giving us places to crash. And, like, we just could not be more grateful for how generous everyone's been with us. It's amazing how much people will try to help you when they see you working, when they see you going far from home and busting your ass and spending nine hours in the car and then loading in and then throwing down on stage and getting off stage and you're just all kinds of sweaty. This is probably the best indication. This is the thing that makes me feel best. When I am just drenched in sweat and the people who come out to see us want to give me a hug anyway. No matter how gross I am, you know what I mean?
I don't, right? Yeah, you seem like a celebrity, like, you know what I'm saying?
You don't have to, and then they give me a hug. It's really touching. Yeah.
It's a good feeling, man, to be rewarded from those kind of things. Because I know, you know, you started this probably a long time ago, just the whole expression of music, and it's developed into this for you, and, you know, I'm happy for you. I'm a fan as well, so, you know.
And that means a lot.
Yeah, well, the one song I have talked to you about it before, I think it's called Not So Sure, maybe?
Yep, Not So Sure.
Okay. Can you explain that a little bit for me? Because just my personal, I just want to hear where that came from and how you guys came up with that one, because that's off the hook.
Oh, where that song came from?
Yeah, like, how did you guys create that? Like, who wrote it, you know, just how it came about, you know, in a way?
It started from, that's a really old song. It's from our 2011 album. Yeah, it's from Choose to Go to the Moon. And it was right before we moved to Philly. I had just broken up with my girlfriend at the time. and I'd moved to Philly and started, like, having these experiences where I'm out and, like, going out with friends to clubs for the first time because, like, there weren't really clubs to go out to where I grew up. And like, being in this really loud environment with just thumping music and everyone's having this great time. And it just kind of, like, exacerbating the feeling of being lonely. You know what I mean? Like, it's really isolating being in a place that's that loud and everybody else is that excited. And you're still kind of in a weird place. And so, lyrically, that's where that song came from. And on top of that, you know, we wanted to use something kind of like a just standard four to the floor club beat. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's really, really, it drives, really drives hard. It reminds me of that, it reminds me of a lot of different patterns and music that I've heard, but the way you guys put it together, the combination, like you said, the electronic sound with the rock sound, it's got a heavy, almost like heavy hip-hop drum, almost, like, it's really Quincy Jones type of that 1-2 step. I really love it. But, you know, I have a lot more questions for you, actually, but I want to make sure that I have at least this a little bit amount of time with you. So what I need to do is go check on this interview to make sure that I have this solidified, so that way I can go ahead and put the webpage together for you tonight. Would you like to say anything to the fans? And I have two more questions. I want you to say something to the fans as well, but I also want to ask you, what's been the hardest thing you guys have had to overcome as a band?
Well, first thing, answer the first thing. I just want to say thank you to everyone that helped make this tour possible. Everyone that gave us a place to stay, every band that helped us put a show together, every promoter that helped us put a show together, everyone who came out, the people who drove an hour, hour and a half to come see us, childhood friends that we hadn't seen in years who came out to see us at shows. It was a very, like, uplifting experience. Having so many people come together to help you do what you so desperately want to do.
It's just dreams, man. You know what I mean? They're making help, making them come true.
Exactly. And, like, we're entirely dependent on them.
Oh, yeah.
On you. And that's and it's amazing when they come through for us like that. It really, it motivates us to work harder to come through for you all. Yeah.
Awesome. The hardest thing you guys had to overcome?
Hardest thing we had to overcome? It's been a complicated and difficult last few years, I think, for all of us, for just a lot of reasons. But as a band and artistically, I think the most difficult thing for us is, like, you know, art is this weird, happens in this weird place between this selfish, narcissistic sense that what you're doing is so important that you have to do it, and this painful anxiety that you're never good enough. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
and to push through that weird complex of emotions to get anything created can be just profoundly difficult psychological experience.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what I've come to understand about how I want to live my life comes from working on music with Jay and working on music with Jeff. It's this little microcosm of the decisions we have to make about our own lives in general that everybody has to make. And, you know, trying to, like, push through that sense that what you want is impossible, and that sense that it's, and that you're never quite good enough to do it, but also embracing this thing is kind of uncomfortable to embrace. This idea that you have to do it. Like, you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
Meaningful if you don't embrace the things that you feel are important in your life that you need to do. Like, you can't live a meaningful life. So you got to push through that self doubt and anxiety to do it. And I mean, like, it's a really broad answer, I think. But I think
it's really specific to me and deep.
You make music.
Yeah, I totally do. I mean, I didn't know that. I knew other musicians feel that way, but to hear someone actually say it articulately like you did, just helps me to. I usually ask for advice for audiences members, but I think that right in itself is kind of like advice as well. Just knowing that this is something that we all can relate to. We all are going through similar things, and like you say, it's a very psychological experience.
Yeah, and like we're talking about the experience of being an artist and making something, creating something, but it relates so well to our general experiences outside of making music, and anyone's general experiences outside of making music. You know, like, you gotta find what it is that you want to make and what you think's important in your art, just like you need to find what it is that's gonna ground your sense of a meaningful life and how you want to live, you know, the life you want to achieve. Like, you have to choose that. You choose that out of the clear blue sky. Like, there is no reason to choose one thing over another, just like there's no reason to choose making one kind of music over another. It's
deep.
You gotta make the ambiguity into something really clear and concrete. That's up to you.
That's true. Well, you heard it best from Rob from Revolution, I Love You. It sounds like I said I love Revolution. I just might, you know. So I just appreciated that. If you want to check you guys out, make sure you put Revolution, I Love You into Google. It'll pop up whatever you need. You can go buy the album. You can go listen to their songs on YouTube. You know, you can see them perform. You can send your support
in. Yeah, live video, Not So Sure, on YouTube.
Yeah. Totally, man. I love that track right there. Matter of fact, I'll probably end up posting that on your link page. But if there's anything specific of songs that you really want people to hear,
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxseat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. We'll be right back.
see I can't tell. I told myself I wouldn't just sit around thinking about you. I guess I was wrong.
Shit. I guess I was wrong.